This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 24th, 2026. Ahoy, amateur radio operators! Sioux Locks Engineers Day was held on June 25, 2026 at the Locks in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and amateur radio was woven into it. The event is the annual celebration of engineering marvels, maritime heritage, and community spirit at one of the world's busiest lock systems. Michigan's amateur radio operators were on the air with special event station W8S to shortwave ham radio visitors from across the region, but hams also played a public service role. Led by auxiliary communicator and amateur radio emergency service, Aries volunteers from Chippewa, Luce, and Delta counties, plus hams from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Setup began early on June 25th with full operations running from an early morning briefing through late afternoon shutdown. Hams also managed radio distributions, Miami-ish hospital trailer operations, Michigan State Police command vehicle rotations, reliable links using local repeaters, the county simplex frequency of 146.54, a mix of VHF and HF, and even a mini Starlink deployment for backup connectivity. Key highlights from the field included smooth setup and testing of radios, coordinated personnel movements between the special events tent, command vehicles, and hospital trailer, and strong participation from both experienced AUX-C operators and eager newcomers. The Eastern Upper Peninsula Amateur Radio Club, an ARRL-affiliated club, operated W8S and gave the public a first-hand look at amateur radio in action, connecting with hams worldwide while highlighting how the hobby supports community events and emergency preparedness. This annual tradition continues to build strong partnership between local clubs, AUX-C teams, and event organizers, including the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, said Bob Sterner, KB0BS, ARRL Chippewa County Emergency Coordinator. You can read more about the Sioux at ARRL.org. ARRL has introduced the new 10-band DXC award plaque, recognizing radio amateurs who have achieved DXCC on all 10 HF amateur bands from 160 through 6 meters. The new award celebrates the accomplishment of having confirmed at least 100 DXCC entries on each of the following bands: 160, 80, 40, 30, 20, 17, 15, 12, 10, and 6 meters, excluding 60 meters. Eligibility is based on the total QSLs reflected in your ARRL Logbook of the World account. No additional contacts are required beyond those needed to qualify for DXCC on each individual band. If your DXCC credits are not already visible in Logbook of the World, you must first link your DXCC and Logbook of the World profiles by requesting a credit merge from the ARRL Awards desk. The 10-band DXCC award challenges participants in the DXCC program to establish station capabilities and operator skills for dealing with a myriad of band conditions and pursuing DXCC across all 10 bands. During last week's ARRL Board of Directors meeting, Second Vice President Rick Neiswanger, K7GM, learned that he is among the few board members who qualify for the new award. "I never set out to earn an award like this," said Neiswanger. "I simply enjoy the challenge of working DX no matter what the band. Perseverance can result in an accomplishment that represents years of operating." Like the 5-band DXCC plaque, the new 10-band DXCC plaque comes as a handsome wooden frame with a ceramic blue embellished tile inlay. The plaque is USD priced at $95 plus shipping and handling. The new award complements ARRL's family of DXCC recognitions, which celebrate accomplishments by band, mode, and overall DXCC totals. More information about eligibility and award ordering is available on the ARRL 10-meter DXCC award webpage. A silent key to report this week: Kiyoshi Mizuguchi, JA1BK, world-renowned DXer, DXhibitioner, CQ, DX Hall of Fame member, and former director of International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, Region 3, passed away in May of 2026 at the age of 93. He was known as Khan to his fellow hams and was a member of the ARRL Maxim Society at the fellow class. First licensed in 1952, he became involved in the creation of IARU Region 3 and served as director from 1968 to 1975. His interest in DXing included both chasing and being the DX, and he is credited with identifying new entries and leading expeditions or operating from them for the first time. Khan was a frequent presenter at DX conventions and was introduced into the CQDX Hall of Fame in 1987. Bill Kemmerer, K5FUV, wrote, "I first met Khan over 30 years ago, and we had a close friendship over many of those years. We operated several de-expeditions and attended several conventions together. He was behind many of the major expeditions over the years, giving strong financial support, and he was a strong financial supporter of ARRL. Khan earned an engineering degree from Tokyo University in 1950 and started a company with the rights to import all semiconductor manufacturing machinery in Japan. He retired from that company at the age of 60 and gave the company to his employers. Khan leaves behind his wife Riko and daughter Kiko. And thanks to Dave Patton, KW9A, for information in this story. And you can read more at ARRL.org. The Tippecanoe Amateur Radio Association and the West Central Indiana Amateur Radio Network will host special event station W9E on Saturday, July 25th, 2026, in honor of Amelia Earhart's birthday. Operating from Prophetstown State Park one day after the famed aviator's birthday, operators will be on the air from 1 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday, July 25th. They will be operating single sideband and FT8 on the 20, 15, and 40-meter bands, and you can contact the club directly for QSL cards. Amelia Mary Earhart was born on July 24, 1897. In 1935, she joined the Purdue University faculty as a career counselor for women, and the Purdue Research Foundation later funded her famous Lockheed Electra 10E, known as the Flying Laboratory. Earhart and her aircraft disappeared July 2, 1937, while attempting to become the first woman to fly around the world. The Warbirds of America special event station, W9W, will be on the air through July 25, 2026. Volunteers are operating the special event station, W9W, from Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, as part of the massive fly-in featuring air shows, exhibits, and workshops during the annual Experimental Aircraft Association EAA Air Venture this week. Look for W9W on HF and VHF and UHF bands, typically during the daylight hours from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time. 7.074 MHz FT8, 14.250 MHz voice and single sideband, 14.045 MHz CW, 21.235 MHz voice and single sideband, 28.425 MHz voice and single sideband there as well, 146.550 MHz and 146.52 MHz FM Simplex and D-Star Reflector 19B. The EAA Warbirds of America display features one of the largest gatherings of historic military equipment in the world. And thanks to ICOM America Senior Sales Manager Roy Novak, N9JA, for information about this story. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The nomination period for the 2026 Board of Directors election for AMSAT ended on June 15th. The following candidates have been duly nominated: Rich Gopstein, KD2CQ, Mark Hammond, N8MH, Bruce Page, KK5DO, Paul Stetzer, N8HM, and Douglas Tabor, N6UA. Voting and candidate statements can be found at the link that was sent to all AMSAT members. As three seats on the Board of Directors are up for election this year, the three candidates receiving the largest number of votes shall be declared elected to the seats. The candidates receiving the next largest number of votes shall be declared the first alternate and the second alternate, respectively. The voting period is now open and shall conclude on September 15th, with results being announced no later than September 30th. If you're an AMSAT member, I encourage you to cast your vote. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, July 23rd, the RSGP 80-meter club championship. That's digital. July 25th and 26th, the RSGP IOTA contest. That's CW and phone. Also on July 25th, the Alabama QSO party, CW and phone. July 26th, the ARS Flight of the Bumblebees, CW, and on July 27th, the RSGB FT4 contest, that is digital. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming ARRL conventions and major events. On July 25th, the ARRL South Dakota State Convention. That's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. July 25th as well, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention. That's in Sutton, West Virginia. August 1st, the ARRL Maine State Convention, Augusta, Maine. And August 7th and 8th, the Shreveport-Bossier Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Delta Division Convention. That's in Shreveport, Louisiana. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. The following America 250 W1AW portable activations begin at 0000 Zulu on Wednesdays and end at 2359 Zulu on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. And here are the current activations for July 22nd, Rhode Island, W1AW/1 with the host N1SXB. July 22nd as well, the South Carolina, W1AW/4. Host KG9V. July 29th, Minnesota, W1AW/0. The host is AE0BC. And July 29th, Wyoming, W1AW/7. But the host there is WY7AA. And you can see the complete schedule at www.arrl.org, America250-WAS. And finally this week, thanks to the West Central Indiana Amateur Radio Club in West Lafayette, Indiana, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.